Dr. Pinsky with a female, IME on Paula Molina, M-O-L-I-N-A. Paula Molina was accompanied to the office by her son named Josue, J-O-S-S-U-E, to help serve as a translator. Read according to the information obtained from the examining this fashion on 9-16-21, Ms. Molina fell off of a ladder. Period. She reports injury in her right shoulder and arm and went to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgeries by Dr. Lipschultz on both 12-1-21 and 6-1-22. Period. She relates that this did not provide her relief. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, Ms. Molina was seen at Concentra on 9-20-21, relating she was injured on 9-16-21. Period. She hit her arm on a shelf while on a ladder and hit her lower left leg on a cart. Period. She was examined and underwent x-rays. Period. She was rendered a diagnosis of right shoulder strain and was prescribed acetaminophen. Period. X-rays of the right shoulder were performed. Period. She followed up over the next several weeks and remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph on 10-9-21. She underwent a right shoulder MRI to be inserted here. Period. She also came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz. Period. On 12-1-21, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Lipschultz indeed saw her while at Concentra on 11-16-21. Period. She is frustrated but fearful about having surgery. Period. His diagnosis remained full thickness rotator cuff tear, for which he did recommend surgical intervention. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active right shoulder abduction and flexion were 100 and 120 degrees respectively. Period. Passively, these were 125 and 150 degrees respectively, without crepitus. Period. Right shoulder external rotation was to 80 degrees, but motion in all other independent spheres was full. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level on the right. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. Resisted right elbow flexion and shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She was tender to the anterior and lateral aspects of the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Spine cervical. She had mild tenderness palpation about the parietal musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none at the trapezii or in the midline. Period. And then thoracic is normal. And also lower extremities is normal. Impressions on 9-16-21, Paula Molina fell from a ladder while at work. She primarily injured her right shoulder and was seen at Concentra a few days later. Period. She had an MRI on 10-9-21 to be inserted here. Period. She underwent surgery by Dr. Lipschultz to be inserted here. Period. We do not have further follow-up notes beyond his visit, beyond the surgery of 12-1-21. Period. It does not appear that Ms. Molina sought or received substantive treatment to the left leg or ankle, comma, right arm, comma, or ribs. period. New paragraph, the current examination found her to be variable mobility about the right shoulder, period. She had minimal weakness, period. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulders were negative, period. She had full range of motion of the lower extremities, and provocative maneuvers about the ankle were negative, period. She ambulated with physiologic gait, including walking on her heels and toes. Period. And underline this, we have to actually include the lumbar spine normal macro. New paragraph, this case represents 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right arm, comma, left leg or ankle, comma, or ribs, period. And that is the end.